Shusav Mari. Mil the Sugya of Gezeres Chavisha. Sevals is custom Sugya when you have things that are very heavy. Sekresha. But there we see what goes in Merutzav. Otta any Merutzav. Less as a Sharatin is the case of Kolye Merutzav. The staff sheet is Rashi and Taisvis. The game is Manazah. Nechotzer. Nechotzer in the case where it's not Kolye Merutzav, he'll have this Gezero. The second thing in Sif Aleph is the case of the rabbits, spraying water top of dust to go down. And that's in Mechab Pasul Lukulo. The third case we have in Sebei is the idea of Mechabe, the person cannot sweep. With Manazeh, the Bialocha says, Ein Lahachmer, again, Mitzir for the idea of Koli Eir Merutzov, Roivi Eir Merutzov. But again, to get to our Chotzes with Manazeh, that maybe you can argue the point in which places the Chotzes are not Roiv Merutzov. Which leads now to Sif Gimel. Over here we have a Sugya Daf Nemo Beis and Daf Kufsan Aleph. The Gemara speaks out how the Talmidim of Rameir, Talmud of Meir, followed him into the Beis HaMerchatz, and he wanted to do Ladiach the Beis HaMerchatz, Latziach the Beis HaMerchatz. Said a Meir, Ein Madichim Vein Sochin. Now Sochin Rashi says, don't put oil upon it, let's gather a lamb. Not sure what they did to put oil to let's gather on top of it. But the Loch of the person cannot put water or put oil upon the ground. Says the Gemara, Karko Bekarko Mechalfo. Explains Rashi, what goes over here, Merutzav Otter Ein Merutzav. I mean, even though a bathhouse, and in general, the kami cases that are Merutzav, the Gemara is very clear, what goes the Merutzav Otter Ein Merutzav. Therefore, obviously, you have to contrast that to Sebeis. The Sebeis, we have the case of sweeping. Over there are three Malchim among the Rishonim. Either the Rif says it's always Mutter, whether Merutzav or not. We have the Rambam being Mechalik, if it's Merutzav to be Michael, not Merutzav to be Machmer. And we have the Rishito, the Lochit, to Aser, one unto another. The Loch of the Rambam and the Rif are brought up by the Mechaber. That means that either the Rif Shita is it's always Mutter, or the Rambam went to Merutzav it's Mutter. So best we have two kashas. Sign in the Rif and sign the Rambam. According to the Rambam, why is it a locha that in Sif Beis and Chilpsim Merutzav versus Ein Merutzav? And by washing, there is no chilak. Second, according to the Rif, why is Sif Beis is a motor and Sif Gimel Lamaisis also? Now, could tell me, look, let's look up the Rif and the Rambam, how they paskin. So both of them might paskin, all the Pashim, Paiskin paskin like this Rameir. They come up to me and say the issue is whether it's Madiach, Masiach, whether it's Merutzav or not. They would come along, we have a Shaila, sign the Rif and sign the Rambam. And Be'etim, the Mechaber, who paskins the Rif and the Rambam, he come along over here and he says, the Loch is, come along to answer it. So we have to understand what's the Abona in the Mechaber and in these Rishonim, how he paskins. To read the Mishnah slowly, he's really coming to answer both these questions. Sign the Rif, the Sifkon to Zayin, and sign the Rambam, the Sifkon to Yud Zayin. To answer the Rif come along and says, when he's sweeping the mice, it's mutter, whether it's Merutzav or not. Masha Enkin over here will come along to answer whether it's Merutzav or not. The words of the Mishabruah are Peter Ben Erochom. Kimuchi Roshul Yapais, he wants to beautify it, not stop to clean it, he wants to make it sparkle, wants to make it nice. Over here, Rechashinon, Shem, you come along to forget and Yashra Gumois. Over here, passively, you might come to make it even. See, not stop to make it decent and normal and neat. Come to me, Liyapais, to an extra stage of washing over here. They have a specifically over here in Sif Gimel, we have come along and have a Gzero. Why? Because over here come to me, Yapoy, they'll come to Shem Yishkach. That's Shan the Rif. The Mice of the Mechaber, he passed like the Rambam, Stav Yish, Eirut, and Sebeis, the Lof and the Roots of the Mice's Water. Over here, specifically, why am I Roots over here come along to Aser? So come along to Mishabura, according to the Mokavram, up in the Maki Mishnah, Shan the Rambam. Because over here, it's not a Dover Nochus. One something is a Dover Nochus, that's Sarah over here, come along Chazal, and Mekel on sweeping. Masha Enkin, washing the floor is not Dover Nochus called Kach, and therefore this reason come along to be Machmer. So come down over here, we have two reasons. Because that we also had in Sif Beis according to Rambam. According to Rambam, he had a Gzeir Shem Yishkach. It was also with not Merutzav. Merutzav were not Gleiz Otter Enim Merutzav. So in the Rambam, we'll have to come up to answer why is Merutzav over here come up to be more Machmer? Because now the Dover Nochus Kolkach. That means the Dover Nochus sweeping is will be Mekel. So if now the Dover Nochus come up to be Machmer like a case of washing. Building upon this, Tzorich. Not that important. Not that much needed. Building upon this, the question over here is, we know there's always two levels of Merutzav. One Merutzav of Klalius, then Merutzav of Kola Eir Merutzav. Loshen again, the Revosh, the Vialocha, Revi Eir Merutzav. Now coming over here, what's the Locha negate to the situation? when this Kol Emirut Sif, also we come to be Machmor over here. So they point out, first of the observation, you read the Rambam, Rambam really says two things why it's ulcer. Number one, he says, Shle Yasik Dach Isa B'chol, it's not a Sugim Uvdin D'chol. When he comes along, it says, as far as the Hashri Gumais, says the Abbas Eisen, of Avam Ababali, the going to Vilna 300 years ago. He wants to tie in the why is that two reasons. The first reason comes to ask even called the Imrutsuf, even though the whole time he said Imrutsuf. So first we have a Rambam, it sounds like it's asking called the Imrutsuf. Second, I point out, Mishmur brings down the heads of Kol Imrutsuf and Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis, and then Sif Dalet. We left out on Sif Gimel. It's very meduic in the Mishnah Berurah that when they get to washing the floor, you will not have the heter of Kol Imrutsuf. But like the third point, even when the Mishnah Berurah brings down the heter of Kol Imrutsuf, you have to realize he's not passing that way. He's always doing a bit zero. That means that Sif Aleph, in a case of Delim B'Yaser, it's a case of the Ein Miskaven, with the Psik Resha, with Lo Nichlei, with the Kilkul, and Kalachiyad, he's not sure what he machmer, but see if Rashi and Tosfos will be Mekel. That's in Sibay, right now Sibal. Sibal, but when they get to the Gedolim B'Yaser, heavy benches. In Sif Beis, came from Meshibro, and points out, according to the Rif, it's Mutter. According to the Rambam, it's Mutter. According to the Mechab, it's Mutter. The Rambam is in Chinogil, in Lashan, in Sassari, but Sif, Kolir, Murotif. And my father says, arrive it, then it'll be Mekel. On Sif Dalad, he has a Shalad, all by the case of a Chavis to Mitzadeh. Is there an Isser? When it's Murotif or not, he has Machlikis, Tashu Shabbos, versus others, or Choshulchan, what the Loch is. On this, Seder Shatin, but Kolir, Murotif will be Mekel. It's Sif. If really, but Stamzai, do Samach and Rashi and Tashvis, he wasn't Mekel. Therefore, over here, it's a Gemara that says Murotif is Usher. So, we believe Sif, but it's coming to Machmer. Lloyd wants to take it a step further. Koli Imrutsif, who's the one who's Geyser of Koli Itri Machmer? That's Rashi, that's the Riff of the Rambam. Who's the one who's Mekel? Rashi and Tashvis. Who will be Machmer for over here? Riff of the Rambam. So, in them, their Shita, they have no head of Koli Imrutsif. The only reason why we Mekel in Sif Beis, because the Machmer over there, by Murotsev is Taisvis. Taisvis is Mekel, but Kola Ir. But here, who is the Machmer? The Rif of the Rambam, they have no Hetev Kola Ir. So it's very meduik, api cheshbin, api the sugyo, api the paiskim, we have no Hetev by washing the floor, mitzad Kola Ir Murotsev. Building upon this, speaks out the Chaim Noah, after the Mount Ulswarm, and all the Sefer too wants to be Mekel, say Kol Imrutsuf, if you can wash the floors, but Pasha B'Cheshba, if you what it says on the page, the place can point out, the look is, there's no Heter by washing the floor on our tile floors, even though Kol Ir is Imrutsuf. Building upon that now, come on, we're going to discuss three cases. One case is, we're saying that reason to be Machmer when it's Imrutsuf, because it's not a Dovah Nochus. Well, let's say, this is a Dovah Nochus, this is a Mokhmet Sir, Mokhmet Shasat Chak, your kid is being toilet trained. And we know what happens. He shows you. See? So now what? It's on the floor. You have to wash the floor. Is there a hetter? That's Dov Anochitz. Aleph. The second case, as Moksha is saying, but someone else now should read. As a street of a duck, you wash the floor, and kid makes on the floor. A second case, let's say somebody fell on the floor. Water spilled on the floor, regular water. Can you take a sponge stick? Without rubbing hard on the floor, and push it to the hole. Well, no, you have to take Dafka Shmata, pick it up, that's the case of Stit over here. A third thing is, spot cleaning. Spill some soda, it's very sticky, very dirty, very, no one appreciates it. Is there a hetter of spot cleaning? Three separate cases that I'm going to grapple once we come along to be Machmer, Kolei, and Merutzer. Do we have a term of these three cases? So take the first case of Dov Anochitz, Kim makes the floor, they're right to spill some water on top of it, and wash that area. Speaks out the Shmir Shabbat Chosoy, the Erlitzian, or Sharmig, and others from Salotas. They point out, again, what's the Svar to be Machmer? It's not a Dov Anochitz. The words are what's Mluchach B'Yaser, Shmir Shabbos Erlitzian, very dirty over here. It is a Dov Anochitz. Because if I'm sweeping the floor, we'll have a Heter, said the Mishnah to be Alocha, Ein Lahachmir. Here also, we'll have a Heter, it's a Dov Anochitz over here. Asad Hasheni, Kamal Rafalki, Zeshuvah, and the Dabitzino, the Tagiriel, Begadlus Eliyahu and others tried to blisky. They tie in, first of all, this idea of a Dovah Nochitz maybe is Dafka in the Rambam Shito, Chonan the Rif Shito, Aleph. But more than that, the idea of a Dovah Nochitz, is that the Geder of the Halacha, or that's the Tam of the Halacha? So Rafalkas analyzed it. It's not Chazal gave you this the Geder, Nochitz, not Nochitz.
This is the reason why the Aser roots of to any roots of Mash Enkin by the case of sweeping. But now it's Aser. Chazal asked it. So the Machzal Yo, Chazal asked it. So you had a case of double office. But at the end of the day, the Chazal asked it. If they want to argue the point, except for maybe in the case in the hospital, they want to say that maybe that's inside a chaylo, you'll have the heter. I mean, the hospital will be very clean inside hygiene reasons. Very dangerous sometimes for chaylo. So maybe over there you can wash the floor inside we have a heter of chaylo. Besides the idea of chaylo being meluchas b'yaser, what's that over here? Chazal is not giving you the getter, it's giving you the tam. Among the swarm, it seems to be a machlekes hashok among the swarm. What's the loch in the getter? Is something that you can cool double nachets. Do you have a heter to wash something? The second case, something that fell upon the floor, how can you come home to go clean it? Water got spilled. Can you take a sponge stick without doing rubbing hard, without really cleaning it? Without the case of shift stuff, can you push it one place to another? So the Shmir Shabbos speaks down to Shlomo Zalman, and afterwards of Scheinberg and the Shmir Shabbos himself, Matzlio, or for Shabbos, they kind of, that's not washing the floor. That's taking away the spill. Because I'll say, don't wash the floor. I mean, if you spill on the floor, you start going around the whole place and cleaning the area, that's a problem. But no one's washing the floor. You have water here. You have to get rid of it. It's called taking away the smell. Asada Shani, you know, Mazilba the Chuva, the Isra, the Ashim Shai, the Bileski. But so, by the end of the day, you're washing the floor. You're cleaning the floor. The floor gets cleaned over here. So, look, you'll have an Isra over here. I mean, it's that idea of Adocha.
According to that, also, would be better.
If it won't clean the floor, if it won't clean the floor, yeah, it won't have an Isra of Adocha. The third thing, wine spills, your things are sticky now. So you have a heter back cleaning over here. So again, the Isra Shlomo Zalman, he's been Mitzvah Shmir Shabbos. That's not called a case of washing the floor. That's called cleaning an area. He says the stackness is cleaning up some area, and therefore again, Rav Tzion and Rav Scheinberg and Rav Nevitzel and Rav Chaim, they come on kindness back cleaning his mutter. At Sada Sheni, Sada Chodeshoni, Machzel Yo has a tshuva about it. Says, let's analyze it. What are you doing? You're spackling a specific area, you're washing a specific area in the floor. In essence, what are you doing? You're not just washing the whole floor, you're washing part of the floor. Part of the floor the Chazal came along to ask it over here. Before, what would you have to be over here? Now, certain times you could be, when you spill soda, it's very sticky. Tell me you have two terms, double nuggets, and spackling. But my, so all three of these cases are big mabuch among the storm, whether the case of spackling, whether the case over here of spilling or double nuggets. It's not that simple. The Sfar is Mikan Lekan, the Rai is Mikan Lekan, the Tshuva is Mikan Lekan. Now, Bichashben, you could say, the Yishmam Shimachmer, the Mikan Yishmam Lismach, might say, this is a case of Drabonon, it's only Gzero. Void, you have to realize, Pashas, you always have a tear for Rashi Retaitzvis, of Kolam Erotzev. We don't pass that way in Tziv Kimmel. But we always have a tear for Rashi Retaitzvis, we have Kolam Erotzev. Void, it's Machalik Zapaiskim. So even if it came out of the Sukkot with a Sophic, it's a Sophic in Drabonon. Because if Rashi and Tosfos, Avadi can argue the point, so what to be Sarmach on? Say for a carrot, you go through the Sugyo, you can argue and say, and then you wash the floor here, because I'll get looked at it.
So
what's the bottom line of Kol? Sarmach is interesting, it depends on what Sefer you're reading. One Sefer seems to be Machmer, the other one seems to be Chazit to be Mekel, or vice versa, which one will came first. Depends on if you're looking at Shabbat, someone will look at the Sefer.
What's the bottom line?
Whatever your Messiah is,
makes them hot
water or
cold. No. I
hear. Building upon this, we're saying that look, a person cannot wash the floor. So what happens when things are connected to the floor? For example, my parents' house, the counters are connected to the floor. And the toilet bowl is connected to the floor. So if finally you can flush the toilet, that's called abrius. But can a person wash out the asla? Can they wash the counters? You can wash the floor, you can wash the counters. So the Bialocha has been saying to Tosefta, you look up the Tosefta, Tosefta's words are, Leitid Odom Shemen Agabe Tavla Shel Shayish. Don't put Shemen on top of a board, Shayish, that's Gagaleha, and Ein Socha, Ve Leuchi, Ve Medicha, that's a Karko, Ve Chulu. The words of Tosefta in front of us is, do not wash your counters. As I state. And therefore, says the Orcha Shabbos, can you wash your counters? The Orcha Shabbos said, can you wash your counters? He says, let's read the Sefta. The Sefta, Pashas Kamlung to Aseret. And the Yashav Aseret, the Chabur wrote to Mchan Knievsky and Nevitzel, both of them wrote back, Maisitz also, to wash your counters. Atzel Hashemi, the Minchas Yitzchok, has a Shuvan Chelekei, and he brings down this Tain over here, but he says, Maisitz Minchas Yitzchok, So I'm making Michael over here. And therefore, both of the two ways, Michael, Bishmir Shabbat, Pasad Lukul, or Megillah Sefer. Now, the Svarah to be Michael is number one, they point out, the Sefto is not brought down. There's a Beis Yosef in Yodayko Vaynches, says the Sefto is not brought down by the Paiskim, means you don't follow it. It's not brought down, no one sees it on the page. It's only to Sefto that the Bialach been signed to negate something else. It's not brought down on the page. That's Aleph. Second is, the reason to be Machmer, of roots about the Ein Rotsif, is why can it come to switch to cases Ein Rotsif? Points out the Megillah Sefer counts as a not shaykh to be Einim Rotsif. Your Torah is not shaykh to be Einim Rotsif. It's not a parsha of Gzeir one onto another. You have a flaw that's not Merotsif. But it's Merotsif because it's one onto another. But that doesn't mean it's not a parsha of Einim Rotsif to make Gzeir over here. Because it's a lochus of Shmuel, he wants to answer the Sefer means when you have a counter that's within three tefachim. We know in Shalom above within three tefachim is part of the karko. Otherwise, something above that, above that's not nichel together of a case of a karkel here. There was seems to be that hobby, we do not, we're not machmer, and we do seem to clean our counters over here. What's the main idea is that washing the floors, about as Shukunar says, he saw his ulcer. What about a guy? The point that you have to realize, we have Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. We have to contrast the two. In Sif Beis, the get to washing, sweeping the floor, the more asses of Chenogim and Lashanis. Says Ramo, by a guy, it's mutter. For Ramo. In Sif Gimel, no one says a guy is mutter. Don't say it. So we read the symbol Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like to tell a guy to wash the floor will be a problem on Shabbos, Emil and Ochri. Now to make it to two cases over here, when you wash the floor, there are two ways of doing it. One without the problem of Schito. For example, you take a sponge or stick, don't rub hard on the floor, but yeah, maybe it's the leather over here, and clean up the floor. And then it's using a case of Yavashmata, Schito. Two different problems. One is washing the floor, one is Schito. So first, besides the Gzeres HaDoch, washing the floor, there's a tshuva of Ol Yaakov that the chido that the on the simon brings down. Maisa he wants to be mekel, and the same for Armil and Achri. He paskins Maisa t'morto and peskin tshuvas wants to be tzadim tzadah dochel. Maisa is no problem. So what's the svara? What's the reason why it's also to wash the floor? Either mitzadah sugya of psik ratio of filling up the holes or shem yishkach and you'll be yash for the gumayis over here. What makes smooth the ground over here? Both of them, just like my sip beis lechor is mot over there. No psik ratio by guy. Hashem Yishkach, the guy will forget and let him do whatever he wants, but that's Asmai. There's no Isser by sweeping. But you know, we'll throw up his Svar, there's no reason to ask over here. No psikration by guy, and let him forget to do whatever he wants, but that's him doing it and not you doing it. It's his Chash. I know. That's a good point. That's first up is Cheshman. Therefore, the Pesach Shuvas, but Oji says, yeah, Machim Matzarech, Shuvas Machim Matzarech, I'll be Mekel anyway. But Mice, they want Taina and Cheshman Shavoy. So Beis of Kimmel should be the same svar over here. Come on, the Archa Shabbos and Maxilio, they both discuss, they both answer it. Nice, one time they killed some Torah and have Reuben Shul. It was simple Torah. The floor was after with Torah, got very dirty and very not nice. And I came back the afternoon, it was very clean. So I went to have Reuben, all these svaras, why he held it was mutter. I asked him what happened over here. He said, very simple. They did not ask me. I said, okay, so they were asking me, we'll tell them no. They can't wash the floor in the Shul. Fine. I try to say this one, that's why I said, Maisa, it's also. We can't wash the floor, you saw not a guy. So even though his shul did it, but Maisa, he holds it and says, he writes, it's also down. But Fath also, now Shal is, why is it also? What? According to the Archa Shabbos, yeah, if he would have been able to stop them. It's a shul, yeah. Now, Shal is why to be Machmer. So, come to Fath, he says, we point out the Rambam before had two reasons. One, Shem Yashva, the make it smooth the ground over here. Oid mitzad asugya uvdin dechol. He tied mitzad asugya uvdin dechol. Just like Yisrael can do something else uvdin dechol. But then a guy can do it. Whatever Yisrael can do, a guy can do. That means we'll get to Be'er Hashem this week, the sugya uvdin dechol. Shilam Gimel. Be'er Mavuch among the Paiskim, if there's a heter by guy doing case uvdin dechol, Be'er Kuk and Paschim al Chumra. He can't among himself. He can get a guy to do it mitzad asugya uvdin dechol. The Rosh Shabbos has a different reason. I'm not clear exactly what he means when he writes his footnote, Kukhofei. But could be a third point. Is that it really depends again how Chazal set up something. They set up over here, there's an Isser, and the reason why come Shema Yash the Karko, or Psik Ratio, but there's an Isser per se. Once the Isser, Yisrael can do it, a Goy can do it. But if you set up with the Svaras over here, that should be Mutter. That could discuss, if so, why it's a Beis, it was set up through the same way, and over there went after the Svaras, but make it by Goy. Could say maybe it's a Beis that dropped better by sweeping, because you always have the tier of the Rambam, the Mekel in general. So it could be over there in Sebez and more reason to be make over there. You have a tzir of Mashenkin over in Sef Gimel, that's Maduik in the Ramah, to ask the case of Goyim. So it's not, it can be clear back and forth, they get to Goyim, it's not a of Gzeres Adoko. They get to using a Shmato, can you, if you don't tell a guy, or even tell a guy, and that's if you tell a guy to clean, wash the floor. He comes along and he has two options how to wash the floor. You can wash the floor with a sponge stick and water, or you can take a Shmato. But what do you tell him? You tell him to pull his etter, and he did it, pull his isser. He did it, but that's atzmoy, because no why? Without a shmato, it'll take a half hour. With a shmato, it takes 5 minutes. Doing mitzvah atzmoy. If so, come on with a simcha bonim in the Sefer Milan off. You want taina, even telling a guy to use it, to wash the floor, and he chooses to go use a shmato, no problem. Again, they have rugs, so they'll have to wash the floor. So if you have two, is there two options? If then, it could be. Let's see what's Taina. Outside of Shani, I'm Nashu Klein, and Mitzah that way of Belsky and Masliyo, and it really gets about the Sugi of Emil and Ochli. The question really is, Beklolius, you tell a guy to carry something from the first floor to the 100th floor. You can take 100 flights, but you know you can take the elevator. Pashas, you know you told him Heter, he's doing Yeser. You tell him to take something from one floor to the second floor, one floor up. He can take walk up one floor carrying things. He use the elevator. That's but that's Ad's point. Now let's say you tell him to take something up to 6 flights, 5 flights. Is that but that's Ad's point? Who is that exactly? Tell him don't use the elevator. Well, listen, who's he doing it for? Are you telling him? 100 floors you told him. One floor you didn't tell him. What's in between? I think that's part of the question of you when you tell him to go wash the floor. How much is it in your words? Does that really mean that using a shmato here? It really could be depending on what country you're in, depending upon the matzav, how big the floor is, it could be what he's assumed to go do over here. I said that Numis Paisko want to ask to use in the case of a shmato, because you could assume that you go use the shmato over here. I said again, over here on the Sim and the Kavachayim, as we brought down the Chidov, the same Ol Yaakov, they have a limud schos that seemed to be a minig mitzvahim, that the maisel shvachas, the cleaners, would clean, and they would use a shmato. And that's what they say is because they option not to use a shmato. They choose to use a shmato. So if the Paiskim have a limud schos, the Pesachet Shuva says the best Eitzah is, the same for Isaac Halacha, tell the guy not to use a shmato. Then when he does, that's why the Avad is mutter. Because that's Avad for himself. But tell him, don't use a shmato. That'll be the best Eitzah.
100 floors also works to say no elevator?
So again, it could be 100 floors he laughs at you. It has to be realistic sometimes. Now, coming out of the gate to washing the floor, again, really, I have to realize there are 3 points over here. The ghetto, to wash the Al-Gzeh Sadocho, Kiyah Shtark, one Mises Mutter, I come there, I'm all left it out. With no psych ratio, Shem Yishkach by Goy should be Mutter. It's not the idea of Schito, just tell Goy not to use Shmato. It's not open the hole, that's the reason why the Falcons answer. You have to realize it's true, it's the Rambam. Again, anyone bring down the sort of open the hole over here? There's a broad time of the Paiskin, that's the reason to ask over here. Moin Chos over here. So, by sweeping, not by washing. Maisa and Umdul Chol by Koyol, that's always Machlaikis. But, Tzorachin, Maisa, there are those who are Mekel, there's Limit Schos over here, before Shechidol Limit Schos. Maisa and Hokus seem to be not that way, but we don't seem to make Machlaikis people who do that way. Over here in this halacha, the Sefer brings down Ein Neifchim, person cannot blow. What happened to the Rabbam, Ein Neifchim, the Beis Yosef, the Mag Avraham, the El Rabbah, the Shabbos, and others bring it down. The word Ein Neifchim is not brought down by the Torah, not brought down by the Mechaber. So what does the word Ein Neifchim mean? It says a Bialocha, very simple. It's not Motzei, Loi Eda Pirusha. I do not know what it means. Another strong Kamal say, do not know what it means. So, we'll leave it at that. They point out that's why it's not brought down by the Torah, the Mechaber. Not being, seem to be clear what exactly that came to means over here. So put it to the side. But it's also. Next, Sif Dal over here. We have a case over here, a Gemara Daf Mamalef. The person cannot take a chovas and shift it over here. It's not a sugya of Yashu the Karko. Whether it's coming to be Eminet, so the place can stand up, whether it's come to pour from it, we have a problem. Now what's the state of the Isser? The words of the Mechaber of the sugya of Sik Ratio. How the Mishmur brings down a Pitaishvis, a snare from Taishvis, a different reason than Shem Yishkach, but coming also, you come to Lahashu the Gumais. Look over there in the sugya that's clawed away in the Ramban. The Rajba, the Ritfil, the Shen went al Shem Yishkach. Now, I mean, the two reasons why to ask the case of the Chavis. Either Mitzah, the Sik Ratio, Losh of the Mechaper, or Shem Yishkach, Losh of the Rishonim. Building upon this now, we know all cases of the Issa of coming to make a Shav the Karko, you always have to discuss what's the halacha by merutzif. That means by sif aleph, osir. Sif beis, osir. Sif gimel, osir. So what's the halacha by sif dalet? By merutzif. Do you have the same issur or not? So come on, the Mishnah Berurah Migdal Machlokes. He says the Maaseh Toshu Shabbos, he likes and wants to be make over here. We don't see any issur. Atzal Sheni Migdal, the Prim Gadol wants to be machmer. So I saw a passing like the Prim Gadol to be machmer. The Chushuk and passing like the Toshu Shabbos to be make over. Mishnah Berurah sounds like Mitzad to be machmer. How he says, what's the lacha? Call Im Rutzuf. That means again, we know that the Chashbin does not get a clever Rutzuf. You have to clever Im Rutzuf by Call Im Rutzuf. On this one, Kolim wrote to come along Mishmu and says, Avada Kibisemich on the Makilim and have no problem over here. He says, a person can be Michael, ain't laughing with that. Because you have a tzirif Rashi and Taisvis. Again, you have to always realize when you have a tzirif Rashi and Taisvis, Kolim wrote to be Michael by ready to point out, Sevalf and Sebeis. Over here we have a Shalva Gui that all of Merutzif. So we have a tzirif Merutzif, we call him Merutzif, we might come along to be Michael. Because you have no tzirif. There's no one who says it.
What's the tzirif here?
There are those who say there's no issur merutzif at all. They're the place of Shabbos. Mishmur says the whole idea of merutzif lav dafka have a gzera. So we have a tzirif over here. Rashi Taisi before us, and he says that's what we call it Rashi. He's not going to Machavis, he's discussing the case of washing the floor, sweeping the floor, washing the floor. It's all the same story. Mishmur put it by Sif Aleph. And he's saying it'll be Mr. Dal, which we're saying it's all the same story. All Xeris Kharusha Xeris Baina. I'll pee Zed to make it practical to discuss when a person has a sukkah outside, not inside his house, inside your house, no problem to shift our benches and our chairs over here. We have a sukkah outside, and you're on the ground, and you want to shift your table on the ground. You want to shift your chair on the ground. Do you have a problem on the sukkah outside on the dirt, or on a place that's Merutzif? Well, all but in the chotzer, we're not calling it Merutzif. Do you have a right to shift your bench or shift your chair? It's like that shifting a chavis to make the ground smooth. Again, whether it's on the dirt floor or in a place where there is no dirt, but the kuli is not Merutzif. Lav chotzes in certain places, there is not Merutzif over here. Putting it down is one thing, but can you make it comfortable? Putting it down is fine. Now we just no. We did discuss to make a hole inside the ground. That's ready. It's a gracia. That's a valif. You're discussing we shift to make it smooth. That's not mashus. That's compressing it. That's kavesha. Sounds like putting it down is not a problem. No one said the chav is putting it down. This is mean to mitzadid it. So my Orko Shabbos says, let's go through the reasons. We have two reasons. We have the Mechabah's reason and we have the Rishonim's reason. Mechabah's reason means to go Psik Reisha. It says Psik Reisha. Moves a little bit. Psik Reisha. Why is it Psik Reisha? Mitzad the Svar Hashem Yishkach and Yash the Karko. L'chor should be also. And he points out L'chor the fact that Sharetzim says up in the green. Dik is like Rishonim of Hashem Yishkach. Therefore he says it's also for a person to take his bench and to take his chair and to shift it around to make it comfortable in a stucco. Either in what of offer, or in the case that's Merutzif, we have a Gzeirah to Ein Merutzif. Atzad Hasheni, the Chodeshani, and the Hilchos Shabbos to Shabbos, and the Kodesh Halachos, the Maaseh they come up to be Mekel. Now Chodeshani does not say why, but the reason why the Kodesh Halachos and of Karp want to be Mekel, they want to tell you first, the idea of a Chov is the bottom is smooth over here. So there, we have a Chshash, when you come to shift it, you come to smooth out the area. Over here, you have legs over here, little points over here, it's not a spattered area. Why make it a gzera? That's Aleph. Second, instead of Kof, very simple. Ein lanu al mashem b'chazal. Chazal Maaseh said, a chavis, they had shears in those days, they had benches, they had tables, they didn't say it. So whatever Chazal goes, avad if you're doing a kimto, there's a psikresh, you have a problem. But to make your own chashash, Shem Yishkach, come on to Asrit, that we don't do over here. The Maaseh, what they do point out, most people, they have a sukkah outside, they put something underneath a rug or PVC, something there. Is that considered as if you're on the karko over here and you have a gzeirah? So we'll lean now to, we'll get the siman shilam hey and sif hey, says Ramah, by rolling things on the floor, if you have a case over here of a table, says Mishmur, a case of matzelis, and he mad on the floor, that makes a base the gzeirah of rutzvah to any rutzvah. So I point out the whole question is only in the gzeirah situation, we have nothing on the floor in the sukkah. But if you put something on the outside, a mat or PVC, something there, it's now not on the karko. Not nichol even the chum according to Arfa Shabbos will not have this problem over here.
How can it be better than
Merutzif? Merutzif is karko. This is something above the karko.
It's
No, it's not on the karka. It's on the table. Just like says the Shulchan Aruch, Rambo says, on the table is no because they're rolling balls. Says the Mishnah from the Ben Ruchim who did something above the ground that was a softball.
Fake tiles so, better than real tiles.
Something that's not fake, something that's not part of the ground is better than something that's part of the ground. Correct. That's before Mishnah Shavuot, be the Ben Ruchim. Sorry? But Simon Shin Lamachesef, hey, next thing you're here is rolling things on the floor. Let me have a sugar and Ervin and Nafkav Dalad. The Gemara brings down whether to all Aglizim, whether to all Tapuchim. Both of them are Maisa Osir, so the Gemara Dilma Osir Asher Gumois. Might smooth out the area. That means you roll things to the ground, the rocks in the way, or the holes are there, you want to fill them in, you want to take away the rocks, you want to make things easier for things to go roll. The Maisa, the case over there, it is Osir Dilma Asher Gumois. Now the Torah doesn't bring down Rabbeinu Chananel. He says the Issa Negeta Gleizim is Mitan Hashmos Kol. Look in the Sugya over there, the Gemara at least has that in the Havmina by the case Negeta Gleizim. So the Beis Yosef, everyone agrees it's of Asher Gumus, and also Ben Chanal Bim Moisim Nochal Bayab, but negate the case of a Gleizim, not by the case of apples, Rosh Moskol. Now, what is Nochal Negeter of a Gleizim? Most of us do not seem to really roll nuts. So first, the classic example, coming with Shemir Shabbos and all the Malachim bring down, marbles. That means kids play marbles all the time, you ever watch them play, and when we were younger, if you ever remember, what you did over here is that two kids, one kid on one side, one kid on the other side, you took a marble and you had to roll it and hit the other kid's marble. If you hit it, you were zoicha to clean up his marble. If you did not hit it, he got to own your marble. Now, shalachash mishpot, shall over here, doing on Shabbos, let's say you put all the marbles back in the bag at the beginning. So that, to see who wins the game, who got all the marbles at the end. Now, when you play the game, if you ever know, you want the area to be smooth. You want to roll it, make sure to take away the rocks, make sure to fill in all the ground. So one thing, nichol and agalizim to the place can be certainly a case of marbles. A second thing is, well, some rolling a ball on the floor. The ghetto ball, the Ramah by Austin Sifhei ends off. Ayin, when it says early in Simon Shin Ches, Sifnam Hei, by the Sugya of Muksa, what the Lacha balls are. You look over there, it says in the Mechaber, it's also to play balls on Shabbos because the ball might say Muksa. That's the Mechaber, we discussed by Richas what the ghetto of the Mechaber is. Mice that are mostly over there, Yesh Matim for no Gulahokal, the Minigstream Makel. So the Maisel Anoga is people do play with the ball on Shabbos. Over there says the Mishnah Berurah and says, but let's say you want to roll the ball on the ground. Al gabe karka lukuli al ma'osar. How do you know? Simen chin lamen ches. So Mishnah Berurah says, the idea of a ball is just like the case of a glazim. There is no difference. Then we end up with the words of Amor. And therefore don't make a macho against Noshim Vektanim. Why should Mutash Yishogim Atim Mazidim? I mean, Be'etim is also. But don't make a macho, they cannot go listen to you. That means, what's Nichol Negleizim? So for two things. Marbles, and the case of a ball. A third case is a swarm, golf. Golf, very simple, you have to roll it, very machmid on things on the floor. Playing golf on Shabbos will be the same answer. I see the Pesach Shuvah wants a time there, even the Garani Mishmash will be the same thing. Nichol Negleizim, how they play the game. They want to roll it, not sure what exactly they're doing over there. I think they're hitting it also, like marbles. So he says, Garani Mishmash on the floor outside is the same exact as over here. What if you're shaking out him as either? Now what about basketball? What about baseball? Recently, I saw different shuas discussing the Isser about playing basketball and baseball on Shabbos. One of the things they throw in is the Abayah, it's on the sugya over here of the ground. Hashem HaKamun to be La'ashri Gumois over here. So the chilek between things of rolling and things of basketball is bouncing the ball. Baseball, it might use the ground, but it comes off, we throw things. So the question is that Nichol in the Isser Shabbos? So first, I saw one person who is sports players. That he kind of that they're very makbid on baseball, take out the rocks to make sure the ball doesn't hit something, it makes it very smooth over there. And basketball, you're very makbid to make it smooth. But the Chazal asked that. Chazal asked rolling. Do we have any more court to ask bouncing? We are makbid. Maybe we should make our own hook over here. But is there any issue per se? Maestro, the issue we asked this question, I'm not sure if you knew what basketball and baseball was, but also kids are for Shabbos. He might say, Esme Taino, we see no Isser. He wants to say, Maisa, it's also, he wants to say, it's motor. This is Dafka rolling things on the ground. We see no Isser bouncing something. The case over here is Tapuch Maglaze. What do you come to do over here? What, how are you playing with him? Yeah, Glaze, you bounce it, it doesn't bounce back. Your Tapuch doesn't bounce back. They have other reasons. Some this is they have ten. They get about 10 reasons. It's because we great question. So yesterday we cleats. Our cleats also. A Kleifer. Can you play baseball with cleats on Shabbos? Is that compressing or making holes in the ground? So you got to write the whole tshuva back. Cleats and Shabbos. Oh, we're going to get the stuff myself. Vice at Salashani is similar. Chaim has a tshuva about this. I asked him this question. And I'm Chaim Noah. The kid of Chaim Noah sounds like he's discussing the game called hitting the penny. That means you have a penny on the floor, you take something, you try to hit it, and make it flip over. Flips over, you know, it's yours, whatever it is. Sounds like discussing that game. Says Chaim Noah, that's the case of on the floor. He wants to Maisa Aser it. So we have a similar Chaim, and Chaim Noah seems to Aser that anytime you're using the floor, is Nicholas is over here. So we have a shell over here, basketball and baseball. Kedoyma, is a part of the Isser or not? We start with Umdechol, Lizal, Shabbos, and all the other Bayot over here. Vadi Kino and Shabbos, but it's not our Sigur, is there an Isser? It's not that clear there's an Isser over here. Now, in this Sigur that we have, an Isser rolling things, again, there are balls very clear. Agabay Shulchan, Lamais, is Mutter. You want to roll things, you want to let the kids play balls and marbles on the table, no problem. But Oyd says that Mishibu, Pili, Veni, Ruchum, even a case on the Machtelis, even on the Begodim, even on the Tavlo, if you want to be Machmer, the Loch is go put things on top of the floor and then go play. There's no problem over here. Now the shaila is, what's the loch in the gate to the sigil of being murutzef? That means it came along and said, Sif Aleph, murutzef is osir. Sif Beis, murutzef is osir. Sif Kimel, murutzef is osir. Sif Dal, Gan Machloikis, murutzef is osir mutter. What's the loch by Sif Hei? Is it getter of a heter of murutzef or not? So here comes the Mishmur, and he brings it down to the Shayat Sea in the Prima Godim. That seems to say, Efshalahater. How Mishmur himself passed it like a Machsa Shekel and the Graz, and the Maisa, he asks it over here. He asks it. That's how the Chemed Moshe goes, and the Kishon Aruch, and because the place can go to ask him in the case of Rutzif, Hagam, this is a Bach wants to be Michael. He points out, if the Issa like a Ben Hananu, it's on the Sugya of Hashmoskol, so we have no Issa to be going to Rutzif or to any Rutzif, only Hashmoskol. The Archon Shulchan, he wants a Taina, since playing is not a Dov Bekvias, washing Dov Bekvias, sweeping Dov Bekvias, we have reason to ask her. Here, Bekvias, who plays? Come on to ask over here, so where's the Tata Asa over here? Lamais is for to be Machmer. You have to realize, why would be machmer in the case of Sif Kimmel by washing your floor by the case of Rutzif? Because the Eina Dov Anochas Kol Kach. I think everyone will agree with me over here. The playing ball is Eina Dov Anochas Kol Kach. Life sweeping, not a covered Shabbos over here. And for this reason, L'chur Al Pi Cheshbon Shemoy, Avad Rishon Aser. I mean, the only reason why we make whole Sif Beis by sweeping your Dov Anochas, Sif Kimmel machmer, is not Dov Anochas by washing the floor. Soon over here, will come Al Pi Svor to Aser. My case of Mutzif, because it's not Dovah Nochitz. That's the storage point. Building now upon this. Building. No, tons of games to play. I don't think it's Nichol Dovah Nochitz. I said I think everyone will agree. Fine, not everyone. Maybe one person not. Building upon this, what about Kuli Im Mutzif? I mean, again, in Sif Aleph, we're Mekel. Bitsiruf. Sif Beis, we will make a Bitsiruf. Sif Kimmel, there was no Tiruf, we will Machmer. Sif Dal, we will make a Bitsiruf. What's the Lachal of Ein Sif Hei? Bekol Yim will Tiruf. Oh, so let's see what it says. So, Maisa, among the Swarm, it's going to be a big move for this question. Do we really have a Tiruf over here? Maybe we do, we have a Prima Godim. That means the Maisa, Shlomo Zalman, he's a Mekel, and they ask him, Yashiv, he's a Mekel, and come to Lachas and Shemir Shabbos. They tell you, he always had a Tiruf from Rashi and Taisis, Kol Yim will Tiruf. Well, you have a case over here, the Prima Godim itself is not clear to us over here. And Shimon wants to say, Nichol Gedav Dov Anochitz, because I'm not sure what exactly those words mean over here. So, my son, we have a Sovereign to Yimekel. At Tzad HaSheni, the Shvish HaShabbos, the Ksenz HaShulchan, they say over here, my son, to be Machmer. My son, we see over here, like washing a floor, ain't Dov Anochitz Kol Kach. We don't have the heter of even calling Im Rutzah by washing the floor. Why is he even doing the case of washing the floor? And then with the Chodeshon HaMai says Machmer. A Falk brings down the Shemir Shabbos, says he's the Irv and Yondim over here. Vadeh Kamuk to be Machmer. Among this form, it's 10 verse 10, I've at least written down over here. What the look is, what to go do with Kol Yim Mutzif. Avos it says, the Maisel, the kids, we started with Yishay Yonathim and Zinim, but then we Yishim, we left Sabach on the Mekilim over here. Maisel, just to analyze it, the Mekilim, me personally have a hard time to hear the Mekilim. Maisel, washing the floor with Machmer on Mutzif and Kol Yim Mutzif. So Lechura, Ein Lecha, what's better than Dovah Nochitz, which is coming to ask over here also. Maisel, this is as far as what you make, first of all, have to realize, number one, when the case over here is the whole idea to ask which is not Merutzif. Again, we have this Pirim Godim, this Mesopic, but Maisel, the Bach and the Orch HaShukla, Maisel, Mekel. That's Alf, when the case is Merutzif. Second is, you have a Tzir from Rashi Taisis, Kol Yim Merutzif. Third is, the whole idea of Kol Yim Merutzif is Machalik Smog Lepoiskim. Fourth is, you're talking about the Isra Abonim. So suffocating is the rabbanim with two tzurufim already. Three tzurufim. Void could have been a chanal. Yishlo, we have any yis at all. Maybe a tafkash maskal. Void there more and off. But you should shogim latim and zidim. So a bunch of svaros over here. Why at least leave kids and a woman who act like kids, who men who act like women who act like kids over here to mutter you shogim latim and zidim. But Eid have learned. That shub is not a double offense. Chazal asked it. Chazal asked it. That's a shikul das question.
Where was Hadash Muskalosa?
I'm sorry?
Hadash
Muskalosa? I'm not sure it'll be awesome. He said it'll be not coming to make music over here. Before there's no answer. Now, just practically, if you try to tell a kid you can't play on the floor, most of us learn the hard way if you try to do that. If that what happens, they wait for you to leave. And then they play on the floor. Or they'll go somewhere else to play on the floor. You don't really gain out of it. But you said the chinuch usually is not to get them to do it right now. You said the chinuch is for them to appreciate Shabbos, love Shabbos, get them to go do it in the future. So number one, you're not getting to do it right now. And sometimes they just feel, oh, the Shabbos they don't enjoy, they don't appreciate. And therefore, I think the Shulchan Aruch is, besides what you're showing him, Yeshiva Lisbeth over here, let kids be kids, and whoever are kids, be like kids, and leave them as is. Oh, so now let's go through some games over here. Now, first, you have to realize, we're discussing the make over here, Dafi Kuli Ibrutsev. In the case of a chotzer, before a mishmor comes out, that we have a case of Wurzvot to any Wurzvot, come to Machmor and Machta Shekel over here, the Kishon Lark, they have a come to the regular chotzer, in a place where we won't have the head to call him Wurzvot, so it should be also. They will be Shlom Azavim, the Shemir Shabbos, the Mice come to say, the chotzer will have a problem. Therefore, for example, can a person play what they call either Kugelach in the Yiddish or Chamesh Avinim in Hebrew or Jacks in English over here?
Jacks is a whole different game.
Basically, the same idea over here. So, first, the Amos says Teshech. What is Teshech? So, it says the Yitzvah Hodr, Teshech is Chamesh Avinim. That's what Yitzvah Hodr says. You could argue with him. Now he says, where's Ashmash Kol? It could be in the Kugelach here, banging on the floor over here. They come along and they Shmir Shabbos and Nishmir Shabbos, the mice, they want to be Mekel. The Kerem Salochas, they don't want to be Mekel playing inside a house, Mokum Rutzuf. Who are the Lashitosai? Could they all call him Rutzuf? They'll have a Heter. And the Chos Lechol, they have a Baya. Who are those who will be Machmir and call him Rutzuf? Come on to Machmir in the case of playing Kugel, same thing. Same idea in the game of playing soccer. Again, the Isra Biyashu, Shmir Shabbos, and the place of Rutzuf. The Shitosai, they want to be Mekel. Says the Hilchos Shabbos. And others, one time the Shitosai, come on to Aser. That means the Chori, you have to know the Kol over here, the Chotzer will not have his Terim. And then when you tell your kid not to play in the Chotzer, don't at least play in the house, or put something in the Chotzer on underneath, Marcellus or a piece of plastic over there. Otherwise, you'll have this problem over here. Now, Hanukkah is coming up. Can you play with a dreidel on the floor? And people mock bit to make sure when it spins, that they smooth out the floor over here. And the Geta Chotzer, it will go to the Wurzel or to any Wurzel. So I see the Masorah being done on Yashiv that people, when they play with dreidel, they don't care if it's Murtzav or not Murtzav. I'm not clear about that, if that's Metzias or not.
Ask the kids.
So adults or kids tell me that they do seem to really care, they do seem to really want, and maybe you'll have the problem. Fine. Now, the last case over here is, of course, a game called chess. Now, the word Teshech, again, the other says it means Chamesh Avinim. Kugelach. I said there's a Mogavrom over here. Mogavrom, in most gear studies, until the new one switched around, he says, what is Teshech? You play about Samois. Be'iskiki. What's Be'iskiki? So everyone knows what Iskiki is. That's chess. That is chess. Therefore, it says the Minchas Yitzchot, said the Avosa, what does Ramon mean? It says Teshech. Ramon means chess. And therefore, it says the Torah Shabbos, how in the world is Ashmos called by the case of chess? Who's making noise over there? Maisi read the Mishnah, Mishmur seemed to understand that it's Pshan the Mogavrom. It means Istaki is Teshech, and therefore Mishmur is building upon that, he gets involved with Michal Kedoymo. The Maisa, the new prince, and a lot of people depend on Shulchan Aruch, they point out, it says the words are more, at some ways, but who didn't be Iskaki? Not only Teshech, Chamesh Avinim, but who didn't be Iskaki? Also, chess has a problem. That means Iskaki is not tight short of Teshech, which Mishmur sounds that way, but Iskaki is a separate game than Teshech. A separate game. That means first question, how do you read? What is everyone knows Iskaki is chess? Is that a taitruz in the Ramah? Or is that a separate kimto? That means you read numerous truvas, they're saying the Ramah is saying chess. One, because they That's the first one tied to his arm. Now, next thing. Whether this is Pshat Ramo or not, the question is, come on, the Magavram and the Mishmur that is caused this game is the key. Yeah, can you play it on Shabbos? So first they point out, they made it to Kesef. Made it to silver. You have to know what the Ubnichol over here is. Made it to silver. However, it says in Magavram Mishmur, they bring down a Benus Sosin. It says, since there's no to Elis B'diyas HaKochmo, it's Osir on Shabbos. Osir, to play chess on Shabbos. V'oid, says the Mishmur, P'in the Prima Godim, Moshe Vleitzim. And even B'Mechol, you'll have a problem over here. Even B'Mechol. The Magavram is Messiah, the Minixi Mechol, and therefore Ein Limchais. Mishmur is not Messiah that way. Mishmur left out the Minixi Mechol. That means Mishmur left off Osir. That sounds like yes, Limchais. Therefore, can you play chess and Shabbos? So Minchas Yitzchok says, he quotes Mishmur, the Magavram goes through it. It says, what are you left with? Mutu Shishayim Altim Azidim. Well, otherwise, it's discussing chess. And he says, therefore, you have a bayam. It's on the, what it says, the black and white stuff. You'll be a manga from Mishnah Brewer. And then what's also, you should go to that. Again. Oh, so again. We have one of Nichol. Then you have to have the Keser. Then he has bayam, no idea, a chokmo. Then you have Moshe Blaitzim. Those are three things it says. The Maisa. What? Only says he's making the Keser. Yeah, so if you make, you have a special chess of a Shabbos, and you, if you're not a Letz, and over here you have Yedias HaChochmo, you'll have a Heter. Otherwise, says in Minchas Yitzchok, Monga Ramish for the answer again. The thing is also. Atzad Hasheni, Atzad Hasheni, Maisa, Swan point out, the Chid over here, gets a Baal, Chid over here wants to be Machmer, but it is a Chalk Zakim and Shuvah, the Chod Hashan and the Esmer's question, Yitzgeran, and they want to point out, that the Olam seems to have an hoga to be Mekel. Now, the story of the coming to be Mekel, you have to realize, again, Uvdechol, you have to learn the Sugi Bezashem coming up week, where the Isle of Uvdechol over here is. It's not the idea of no Yedias HaChokhma. They point out, the Svardim, at least are the Shitosai, Venus Hasson, that he has a bayad, that anything that on Shabbos is not Chokhma, and Nechle get a only Torah and Chokhma better. Otherwise, it's Mukhtan Shabbos. The Gator books. Rambam. We in the Maisa, we hold that any book that even not Chokhmah, the Maisa is Mutter. That means you do not care about Chokhmah, we care about Chokhmah and Ashkenaz. We all come up to Asir it. I mean, you have to realize, interesting, the Mishmur came along and left the Bein Estosin as is. Yeah, Maisa sounds like his ulcer. But Apichesh bin Shabai, once you know, look at Simon Shin Ches, that all books we don't come along to Asir, so the Maisa come along and the Chor should be no problem over here. V'oid, stop reading books on Shabbos. You have Baya of Shtorah Yaitis. The Loch and Simon Shinzayin, Sitta Zayin, the Mishmur is telling you to. Now, people somehow read the Mishmacha, and they read the Ami and other things that you, they on the Tzad and Smotar, and during the week, they seem to read it on Shabbos, or any of these novels by Oskol and Feldhahn. Now, the question is, where's the Heter? The Porsche Loch, that you can't read these things on Shabbos, and Shtorah Yaitis. So, there's a Mokavom that we already learned last month. Winter's man and Simon Shin Aleph over there discussed you have a head of earning Shabbos. Mishmur disagreed, but the Ashur says we have a minute to go like the Mokavram, and then we have a right to read books that's earning Shabbos. Luchor, anyone who reads books and they enjoy it, Luchor will have the same head to negate to chess. There was a little halt Yaakov, you enjoy playing on Shabbos, Luchor, you will not dafka, you have this problem over here. But it won't be nichol negater of the Isser Shabbos of Chochmah. Because earning Shabbos overrides the idea of Chochmah. Now the challenge, what do you do with Moshe Vleitzim? We went through three things. Umdechol, special chesed for Shabbos, we know what the issue is. But it's that idea of Yedias HaChokhmah, Yeshul Mnei Ashkenaz, especially if you have a case of oining over here. Again, to Moshe Vleitzim, Shalom in general, again, reading all these books and these ideas over here, what the heter over is. So some get involved with Tzadotuk and Eis Lassus Hashem. If you don't give a person a kosher outlet, they'll come along and have other challenges and discernments that a person will go get involved with. But I think the side of the Heter is a little bit more than that. The reason why it's awesome, someone asked me last week in the Chabura, they was learning Mishnayis, they came across the Mishnahs, and the Heter says, Sifrei Chitzonim we cannot read. The Gemara gets involved, and the Kuf and Sanhedrin that says, the Sefer Ben Sira, you can't read. Einam Chedz Olam Haba. Why? They go through Ben Sira, and they find one Pasuk that has no Tzarech. Why is it has no Tzarech? Therefore, Alokhul Maisa, the Rif and the Rosh Pasuk, the Rif and the Rosh Pasuk, that you have something that has no tzarech inside of it, you're reading Inlam Chalik Olam Havos. So, I assume article the novels, have one line inside that has not tzarich. I'm assuming that way. A Feldheim and all of them, I'm not picking any specific novel. Anyone could have a course in the Bayah here. So true, this Tiferes Solomon Mishnah says in the Beis HaKisa, Bakoy, you have a heter. Could be that's what people say in the Beis HaKisa for a long time over here. Like, I think they meant Dafka, those Beis HaKisa is Bakoy, because the smell there, you want to get out, you have 5 minutes here. People seem to be there a long time. Not Dafka, you'll have that to his manas there. But the Sayyid Shemoy is that the idea of Moshe Leitim is being Moshe Leitim Divei Torah, you get involved in the book and takes you away from Divei Torah. Today, if you don't give a person a kosher outlook, since we have what I call time in the hand, and we don't give them places that kosher for them to go read or spend time and play sports. America, you have to let the kids play sports. Don't give them, let them go play chess over here. They'll get involved with other things that are not kosher. So therefore, it seems that for these reasons, the Gedolim or different Machanchim or the Messiah seems to be that we have these books and we let them read it, but not some Islasis. The study of the Isser is the Heter. The Isser to be Moshe Leif and Divrei Torah. Forget, we're giving these things to go read, let them evolve with, let them have, read a kosher novel that has some kosher ideas inside of it, instead of being Moshe Leif into other things that have more problems and more issues and more bayot. Because people need things to get them involved. Now, obviously, the older you get, more mature you get, the more appreciation of Torah. We stop doing these things, and children play chess, whatever the age of a child is. But each one on their own, we should get past that stage and realize it's not the correct thing, but we do let it happen over here. Maestro specifically negated chess to Moshe Truman Yodei Chal Gimel. He says to play in Shabbos, he says, we saw the Issa Vidabba Dover, you have to know what that means. He says, there's an Issa Medinoi if someone's Bitsar. That means you ever play chess, you play somebody, you play for an hour, 2 hours, there's always a loser. Unless it's a tie, then both are lost. So fine, so you always have a loser. And people they lose, they're Bitsar. They can remember in a year or 2 years later, I remember I played, I lost, you know. They remember, you play missed for 4 hours and you lose, you know, you're Bitsar. Moshe, if that's so, you matzar, it's also medinoi. I mean, I know I play my Robinson chess. She doesn't want to finish the game. It's a lot of fun. I don't understand all you there. You play chess for fun. You play to win, to conquer, destroy. So for her, maybe it'd be more to play on Shabbos because it's fun over here. But Moshe, if I lost my wife, you know, how much matzar will be over here? Do that on Shabbos? At least let her what the heck over here is. Messiah Moshe, in his biography by the article, it's brought down over there that he used to play chess, and when he was 8 years old, he stopped. Great. Why? One reason he says, because that's like a Torah. But he says, someone's going to lose. He felt bad for the loser over here. No, whether he's not going to lose, the other guy's going to lose. Yeah, that goes to the sensitivity. Someone's been sour over here. How can you be the great other year been sour? So maybe you're not going to be been sour, but can all the year to cause him to be been sour? My best friend, next to you is Simon Shalom Gimel, the figure of a father's right, sir. Very salty.